41 on WBBM, and now it's time for the Osgood File, and here's Charles.
Love, loss, hope, despair. Poetry can express the pantheon of emotions.
Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on.
No wonder it's become a tool on a therapist's couch. That story after this. Poetry therapy is gaining ground as a tool to treat a range of mental illnesses from schizophrenia to depression and substance abuse. Dr. Perry Longo is a registered poetry therapist at California's Sanctuary Psychiatric Center in Santa Barbara. She starts group sessions by reading a poem. Again.
Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself.
Something in the rhythm and imagery of a poem opens the heart, says Longo.
What's a metaphor for that depression? Is it a raft out in the ocean in the biggest storm in the world? Or is it just a little black wire that's stuck inside a cave?
And metaphor helps some patients to express deeply hidden feelings.
The metaphor connects with the depth of the unconscious. When the unconscious says, ah, yes, that's how it is. It's like someone understands. First, the person understands themselves, and then somebody else understands.
Cheryl is a former patient of Longo's. She suffered bipolar depression for most of her life, taking in and out of hospitals, undergoing shock therapy. But now she is off medication and is no longer suicidal. Cheryl says poetry therapy played a big role in her recovery.
It released a terrible locked space for me, you know, just to be able to express the feeling. And I just wrote and wrote and wrote.
Her poem called Longing marked a turning point.
For too many days, my music seems toneless. For too many nights, my sleep seems restless. Yet, tomorrow I will fly.
Poetry alone can't cure mental illness, says therapist Perry Longo, but it can be a start on the road to healing.
Yes, getting that inner darkness form, bringing it into the light.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.